Lajju is one of the most heartbreaking characters in Heera Mandi. She was brought to the Kotha when she was just 6 years old and was raised in Shahi Mahal under Malika Jan. She was sold off by her aunt Yakufi in the Jahannum of Heera Mandi, as Lajju puts it. Lajju is broken from the day she enters the Shahi Mahal. She is raised like a third daughter by Malika Jan, Bibbo Jan, Lajju and Alamzeb, the three daughters destined to be Tawaif. Lajju acts as a third wheel, a girl who soon learns to be on the periphery of the world and knows that she may never be someone's first choice. She made peace with the fact she would always have to impose her presence in the world. Welcome to our latest episode in association with Netflix and Pot One, where we delve into the captivating world of Heera Mandi, The Diamond Bazaar. As the most watched Indian series on Netflix, Heera Mandi has become a cultural phenomenon, mesmerizing audiences worldwide with its rich storytelling and vibrant portrayal of courtesan culture. Praised for its compelling characters and stunning visuals, Heera Mandi has set a new standard for Indian series on the global stage. Join us as we explore the character arcs of these formidable Tawaifs and their journeys in the series. So let's dive in. In the first episode, Lajju is introduced as she becomes part of the celebration of Basant Panchmi in the Sheesh Mahal. In fact, wo dance karti hai 13th century Sufi saint Amir Khusro ke bahut hi famous gaane pe Sakal Ban Rahi Phool Sarso. Historically, is gaane ka context bahut hi dilchasp hai. It was sung and composed by the poet Amir Khusro when he saw unke peer Nizamuddin Aulia bahut hi dukhi and destroyed over the loss of his nephew. Ek din Amir Khusro saw few ladies going to Yogmaya temple in yellow sari and carrying mustard flowers. Amir Khusro asked them, aap kahan ja rahi hain? To khilkhila ke hasne lagayi sari ladkiyan aur unhone bola, are hum to mata ke yahan pe phool chadane ja rahe hain. Amir Khusro ne phir pucha, kya ye phool dekh ke wo khush ho jayengi? To unhone kaha, haan, haan, zarur. So, tabhi Amir Khusro ko ek tarkeeb sujhi. Unhone apne aap ko yellow saadi mein bandha aur apne disciples ko bhi bola ki yellow saadi ke andar aana. Phir wo Nizamuddin ki dargah pe gaye, jo us waqt kankha tha, and wahan pe Nizamuddin ke charo taraf gol gol ghumne lag gaye. Ye dekh ke Hazrat Nizamuddin Aulia, jo kafi mahino se udaas the, wo has pade. Nizamuddin Aulia ne pucha Amir Khusro se, ye kya haal bana rakha hai? तो अमीर खुसरो ने बोला, देखिए, मेरा मरकज और काबा तो आप ही हैं, इसलिए मैं चारों तरफ आपके घूम रहा हूँ. यू आर द सेंटर ऑफ माय यूनिवर्स, यू आर द सेंटर ऑफ माय डेडिकेशन. तब उन्होंने ये गाना गाया था, सकल बन रही फूल सरसों. आप मानेंगे नहीं, मगर 800 साल से ये अभी भी ट्रेडिशन निज़ामुद्दीन दरगाह में चलता आ रहा है. अभी भी हर जनवरी को बसंत पंचमी सेलिब्रेट होती है निज़ामुद्दीन दरगाह में, जहाँ पे दूर दूर से लोग आते हैं. प्रोसेशन स्टार्ट्स थ्रू आउट द दरगाह एंड एंड्स एट द निज़ामुद्दीन औलिया के बरियल के पास, जहाँ पे वो दफन है. यहाँ पे कवाल सिंगर्स गाते हैं गाना, सब येलो कलर के कपड़े पहनते हैं एंड मस्टर्ड फ्लावर्स को डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करा जाता है. तो यही कॉन्टेक्स्ट और इसी गाने पे, बहुत ही पॉपुलर गाने पे हीरा मंडी में डांस कर रहा है, एंड दैट बिकम्स द इंट्रोडक्शन सॉन्ग फॉर लज्जू. दिस इज ऑल्सो द सीन जहाँ पे द सॉन्ग सेट्स एवरीवन्स मूड इन द सीरीज. द ओकेजन इज इन फैक्ट जॉयस, बट देयर इज ऑल्सो सैडनेस समवेयर लर्किंग इन एवरीवन्स लाइफ. After the song, in the room, the three sisters sit on the bed and discuss the aspiration. She tries to cheer her younger sister Alamzeb, saying she should feel cheerful and happy since Lahore awaits her debut as a Tawaif and her first Mujra. Lajju daantti hai apni behen ko, ki she won't become a tawaif who will be objectified. Aurangzeb kehti hai ki dekhiye main kabhi tawaif nahi banungi and in fact main kabhi bhi mujhra nahi karungi. Lajjo daanti hai apni behan ko. Wo kehti hai ki nobody chooses to become a tawaif but you have to because that is your destiny. Lajjo haske ye bhi bolti hai ki Aurangzeb तुम्हारा जो शायरा बनने का जो सपना है वो सपना ही बेटर है, आपको तवायफ बनना पड़ेगा. वो बोलती हैं एक रियलिटी चेक की तरह, औरत की असली दुश्मन तो उसके ख्वाब होते हैं Aurangzeb, दिखाई तो देते हैं मगर पूरे नहीं होते. दैट गिव्स अ ग्लिम्स ऑफ द रियलिटी दैट लज्जो लिव्स. लज्जो डजंट बिलीव दैट अ तवायफ हैज द फ्रीडम टू ड्रीम एस्पेशली ऑफ अ लाइफ अदर देन बीइंग अ तवायफ. A courtesan may have the finest skills, the best wine, the most beautiful jewelry, and the best atra. Yet, she is a bird in a golden cage that cannot be more than a courtesan. The respect of a tawaif starts and ends at the kotha. When Aurangzeb adds, "Magar aapke to sapne zoraavar hai, kya nahi hai?" Lajjo dreamily replies, "He is not a dream but a reality, my only reality." For Lajjo, the validation she may have once received from Zoraavar makes her yearn for him. The attention, love and a sense of belongingness that he provided Lajjo briefly pushed her not to give up on Zoraavar even when he moved on and insulted her repeatedly. Lajjo cannot comprehend the reality that she has once again been used as an object and discarded without a second thought. लज्जो के लिए ये रियलिटी एक्सेप्ट करना कि जोरावर अब उनको नहीं चाहते बहुत बड़ा धक्का था. एंड दैट इज़ वाई शी क्रिएटेड एन ऑल्टरनेट वर्ल्ड जिसके अंदर जोरावर स्टिल कंसिडर्स लज्जो एज द प्रायोरिटी ऑफ हिज लाइफ. हर फियर्स लॉयल्टी टू जोरावर लीड्स हर टू डिजाइन एन ऑल्टरनेट वर्ल्ड वेयर जोरावर ट्रूली वॉन्ट्स हर अनकंडीशनली. लज्जो इज एन इमोशनली रिच पर्सन, अ कॉमन ट्रेट विद मेनी टैलेंटेड आर्टिस्ट. आप हमेशा देखेंगे जो अच्छे फनकार होंगे, अच्छे आर्टिस्ट होंगे, वो इमोशनली बहुत ही पैशनेट भी होते हैं. दे फील द वर्ल्ड विद ऑल इट्स इमोशंस, सैडनेस, हैप्पीनेस, एक्सटेसी, एवरीथिंग. शी फील्स द वर्ल्ड डीपली विच मेक्स हर एक्सपीरियंस रिच एंड हर रिलेशनशिप्स विद अदर पीपल एक्सट्रीमली स्ट्रॉन्ग, बट ऑल्सो स्टॉप्स हर फ्रॉम फीलिंग डिफरेंट इमोशंस एंड सीइंग द वर्ल्ड एज अ होल. Lajjo is micro-focused on feeling love and desire for the absent Zoraavar. Lajjo doesn't believe she can escape the life of Tawaif no matter how much she tries to run away from the reality. But it's unacceptable to think that Zoraavar rejected her because of lack of affection rather than her being a Tawaif. At Basant Panchmi, she is heavily dosed with drinks and opium. She confides wrongly to Bibbujaan that Zoraavar will soon marry Lajjo and help her escape the reality of being a tawaif. The fact was, of course, that Zoraavar was marrying someone else and had discarded Lajjo without a second thought or consideration. Lajjo ye bhi claim karti hai ki she drinks out of happiness and not sadness. Ye to main khushi mein peeti hoon, dukh mein nahi peeti. It is a critical scene between Bibbujaan and Lajjo. Bibbujaan asks Lajjo to borrow the pink zari sari from her. Lajjo kehti hai, ye to possible nahi ho payega kyunki ye sari Zoraavar ne gift kari thi. Lajjo seems delirious and happy in a high, unhealthy manner. She seems unhinged and undone, as if even the slightest wrong done will make her come undone. Lajjo fabricates a story and tells Bibbujaan, Zoraavar ne ye vilayati georgette saari mujhe gift kari thi. He says, isme main angrezi main dikhti hoon, Miss Lajjo. Aur wo khub khilkhila ke hasti hai. Bibbujaan sits quietly and seems disturbed by Lajjo's state. She is concerned that once again, Lajjo has created a parallel world of lies far away from the reality. Lajjo is lost in her world and thoughts, and she seems disconnected from reality. She continues to add, "Tumhe pata hai what he gifted me? Beshkeemti Iranian moti, and ye jhumke, and pichle hafte to hawai jahaz bhi gift kara tha. Bibbo Jaan, visibly angry, starts asking Lajjo questions to break her from the delusion. Unable to take it any longer, Bibbo Jaan kehti hai gusse mein, Lajjo aapa, khud se aur kitna jhoot bolenge aap? Ye saadi Zoravar sahab ne nahi, ammi ne di thi, aur ye jhumke humne diye the. Lajjo comes undone. दो पल के झूठ से हमारा दिल बहल जाता है तो बहल जाने देती, तुम तो हिसाब लेके बैठ गई. एंड फाइनली द व्यूअर्स कैच अ ग्लिम्स ऑफ लज्जो, द ट्रू लज्जो, हु इज नॉट डिल्यूशनल, हु इज रादर एन इमोशनल रैशनल बीइंग, समवन शी हैज मेट बिफोर शी मेट ज़ोरावर. शी सिट्स आइडली एवरी डे ड्रंक इन द कैफे, बिलीविंग शी इज सिटिंग विद ज़ोरावर लाइक द अर्लियर टाइम्स. In reality, Zoravar had left her for a noble woman. When Bibbo Jaan suggests and pleads that Lajjo should find a new nawab, Lajjo kehti hai Bibbo ko, aisi zaleel baatein tum jaisi tawaif hi kar sakti hai. Hamari mohabbat bikau nahi hai. Lajjo wants to completely dissociate herself from being a tawaif. She subconsciously believes it is her being a courtesan that has led her to be unloved by Zoravar. Her stubbornness to not move on is an attempt to honor and justify her fidelity. By pretending to be a noble woman who loves Zoravar, she escapes a reality and a life she did not want. Lajjo is not hopeless in love, but rather she is very hopeful in love. She wants a domestic life for herself where she is a nobleman, noble woman, and a begum of a haveli. The other crucial scene is when she dances mujra as an offering at a wedding of Zoravar. She is so obsessed with the idea of Zoravar, she believes that perhaps he will fall in love with her and will take her back. When Zoravar slaps her, she mutely looks down. She has reached the boundaries of obsession and intiha. There is no coming back for Lajjo. Lajjo decides to be part of the wedding which she wants for herself. She dresses as a bride and dances as a way of self-flagellation. She had decided to eradicate and self-destruct herself to this one-sided love. As a viewer, seeing Lajjo cry and perform in utter humiliation tugs at the heart of the viewer. Each one of us have been in conflicted love dynamics where we yearned for respect and care. Lajjo deserved the love she abundantly gave, but what she received was betrayal and utter disgrace from the man she loved. Mallika Jaan appears at the mujra and asks Lajjo to continue her performance, telling her that no tawaif leaves the mujra incomplete, and provides Lajjo with the protection and dignity she always had provided her as a surrogate mother of Shahi Mehel. Later, Mallika Jaan reveals Zoravar's true identity and scolds him for having no quality of being a nobleman. Lajjo finally gets some closure when she realizes that even Zoravar is not from a pure blood, but an illegitimate child of Mallika Jaan, a courtesan. However, it is now too late. Lajjo drinks herself to death. Mallika Jaan and the women of the Kota dance at her funeral as a way to celebrate her freedom from the courtesan life. They are heartbroken, but they know Lajjo is finally at peace. Lajjo was a broken soul who made only one mistake in her life, to be in love with the wrong person in a wrong life.
Kabhi ek boond ko tarse, कभी उनकी मोहब्बत को तरसे. लज्जो ने तवायफ होकर इश्क करने का गुनाह किया. अल्लाह किसी को हमारी सी तकदीर न बख्शे.
So, hi everyone, with me is Anushka Pandey, who has joined for today's special session on Lajjo. Anushka has done wonderful workshops with En Route Indian History. She has given a talk on Gurudat, she has given a talk on Madhubala, and she has given a talk on Rekha. So this time I thought, why not have a conversation, a free-flowing conversation about Lajjo's arc, and what did we think when we saw the character of Lajjo on Netflix? Hi Anushka, welcome to EIH podcast.
Hi, it's great to be back. It's great to be always here.
So I know that we discussed a lot of things about Lajjo as a character, even though Richa Pandey was given only, I think, two episodes or one episode on this. But she left a huge impact and it resonated with a lot of women who have been betrayed in love, who have loved unrequited love, who have loved someone but they did not receive the love back. So, what do you think was Lajjo's appeal when it comes to the audience? Why did people connect with Lajjo?
I think when Lajjo first made her appearance on the show, you know, with Sakalban, so she came in as a third party. She was not living there with the other Tawaifs. She was a third person in that group. So when you saw her, you saw this beautiful, beautiful woman enter. She's a person of her own. She started off strong. As the show proceeded, you began seeing that she's so innocent. She's so sensitive. She's so different from all the women who are already living with Malika Jan. That is clearly portrayed in the way she loves, in the way she speaks, and in the way she also treats other women. Mm-hmm. You know, she's very kind. She's also very real when it comes to it. She's not out. She's not conniving. She's not planning or plotting for anything. She just knows that I have a particular job. I am a Tawaif and I do this. So,
I'm sorry to cut you in between, but you made an interesting point. Let's talk about Sakalban. So you said the first appearance of Lajjo was when she came to Sakalban, right? Sakalban in itself is an interesting song because it was written by Amir Khusro in 13th century, and uska context, historical context, us gaane ka bahut hi khoobsurat hai. Lajjo jab baad mein apni teen dono step sisters ke saath baithti hai, step sister bhi nahi kahungi, muh boli behne, Alamzeb and Bibbo Jaan. Yeah. So Alamzeb is talking about how she wants to be a poetess, and Lajjo is listening to all this with, and she's incredulous because she is not able to understand how can a Tawaif have dreams and think that wo kabhi kamyab bhi honge sapne.
Right.
You also said ki Lajjo came as an outsider. So Lajjo then reveals to the audience that when she was very young, she was sold off and by her Fufi. वो कहती हैं कि मुझे इस नर्क में मेरी फूफी ने बेच दिया था. एंड शी सेज दिस वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग लाइन, औरत के असली दुश्मन तो उसके ख्वाब होते हैं. आलमजेब दिखाई तो देते हैं मगर
पूरे नहीं होते.
सो शी सेज दिस लाइन एंड यू सी दैट हाउ Lajjo इज ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड हर पोजिशन एज अ तवायफ इन द वर्ल्ड वेयर शी ऑल्सो हैज ड्रीम्स. But they are not going to get fulfilled.
Right.
And she also resents being a Tawaif. Unlike Bibbo Jaan, Lajjo is not happy to be a Tawaif. Lajjo does not believe that a Tawaif has a freedom to dream. She especially believes that because she's a Tawaif, she won't find the love of her life. Right. The other interesting thing about Lajjo is that she's always at the periphery, hai na? Kyunki wo bahar se aayi thi, unko adapt kar liya tha, wo do behno ke saath rehti thi, but she was always used to being the third person. So do you think, after she says ki tawaif ke sapne poore nahi hote, to Alamzeb kehti hai ki jo aapke huzoor hai, wo bhi to aapke liye khwab hai, and she says, no, that's my reality. Obviously, she's being delusional about it. So what do you think was Lajjo's understanding of her love with her with her patron and with her sahib, and why was she so invested in it?
So from what Isaiah said, that it's not like Lajjo was completely delusional. She was very much in touch with reality. Yeah. But I feel there is a lot of trauma in the character that maybe we did not unpack throughout the series. But there's so much trauma that it is easy for her to disassociate from the reality and completely give herself into the idea ki, okay, theek hai, there's a reality where I'm a Tawaif, I don't want to be, but I will also find the love of my life. So it just comes from the fact that it is a character. Even as a foster daughter of Malika Jan, she might have accepted her fate, but she has that hope. And that hope only comes from this delusion of love that she has. It's pretty sad, you know, as much as in today's lingo, delusion has become this hilarious, funny thing that we like to tell ourselves. But for Lajjo, it was, this delusion had become a reality, and it was the only delusion she was living on.
So, do you think her love for Zoravar Sahab jo tha, because Lajjo is an emotionally rich person. I feel passion is one thing maybe perhaps she feels the most. Or maybe it could be self-destruction that she continuously wants to, as you said, ki hume is series ke andar itna zyada time nahi mila ki hum unpack kare ki Lajjo ke saath kya hua hoga, which made her fall in love with a very ill-fated love. And that is why Zoravar ke saath unka jo pyar tha, wo kabhi bhi, even though he is continuously abusing her, he is continuously making fun of her, Lajjo is just not understanding it or not ready to understand it. She is living in an alternate world that she has created for herself, where she is accepted.
Yeah.
She is, despite being a Tawaif.
Right. Not
despite being a Tawaif. Because Lajjo herself wants to cut away from the reality of the wife.
Right. See, if I may add to that, I really think that comes from the fact that when she must have met the Sahib, the Huzoor, she would have seen ki, oh, if I'm treated nicely, this is what it feels like.
Yeah. You know?
And getting that treatment, getting that importance is of course a wonderful feeling. And for the Huzoor to absolutely snatch it away, yeah, by announcing that I'm getting married is too much of a, you know, slap on the face for her to deal with. So mm-hmm. It's not easy. Ki agar koi mujhe itne, of course, you know, you treat her as you would also describe ki the wives were not just there for entertainment. They were reputed people in the society. So for her to, for वो जब पावर उससे ले ली गई, वो जब अटेंशन उससे ले ली गई, सो क्लियरली इट बिकेम वे टू मच फॉर हर.
क्या आपको मतलब शुड यू आल्सो थिंक कि Zoravar का जो द लव शी हैड फॉर Zoravar, शी स्टार्ट कंटीन्यूअसली टॉक्ड अबाउट कि हाँ मैं तवायफ हूँ इसलिए Zoravar मुझे एक्सेप्ट नहीं कर रहा. एंड शी कुड नॉट एक्सेप्ट कि परहैप्स Zoravar डिड नॉट एक्सेप्ट हर बिकॉज ऑफ हर ब्यूटी, हर टैलेंट्स. She purposefully gave one reason for it. And in the club, she meets Zoravar and Zoravar says ki nahi mera nikah ho raha hai. So, wo jaan pooch ke apne delusional world mein bolte hai, achha, meri shaadi ho rahi hai, achha, kab ho rahi hai, hum bhi banenge, hum sach mein kar ke aayenge, bilkul. And wo aati bhi usi tarike se as a bride, because till the end, she believes that he will accept her. Ya phir till the end, she says ki jo maine प्रॉमिस करा था कि मैं तुम्हारे इस पे नाचूंगी तो मैं पूरा करके ही जाऊंगी.
आई थिंक अ पॉइंट दैट वी शुड नोट हियर इज दैट ऑफन लाइक नॉट जस्ट इन हीरा मंडी बट इन अदर रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ लव अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम वुमेन रियली डिमीन देमसेल्व्स. दे रियली रियली यू नो ट्राई टू पुट द मैन ऑन द पेडेस्टल दैट यू नो व्हाट इफ ही इज रिजेक्टिंग मी I am the one. It's my profession. It's my looks. It's the way I am. So there's this constant pressure of being the perfect person, being the acceptable person, not even perfect, but acceptable.
You're so right. This is so right. And that's why so many viewers could relate with Lajjo's character, because as a woman, we generally think that agar main ye karti, agar main wo karti, agar main aisi hoti, to shayad se I would have been accepted. Perhaps in a patriarchal world, we are constantly made to feel unaccepted, and also that we are always pushed to strive in a perfect way. Ki you should be a perfect daughter, you should be a perfect woman, you should have a perfect beauty, yet you should be able to take care of household and the work. So we are all constantly feeling that we are falling short of it. Like, right, even if I'm running a business, my insecurity is, oh, I'm not taking care of perhaps how I look enough. I should be buying more clothes. Oh, see, maybe I should do that. A woman who must be looking after her looks must be saying, oh, I'm not putting enough time in my career. So you rightly said ki Lajjo must have felt that as well. Another thing is that even jo huzoor hai hamari, which is Malika Jaan, wo bolti hai Lajjo ko ki tumne to sabse bada crime kara, you did the biggest crime of falling in love, and uski to tumhe saza milegi, ek tawaif ho ke tumne pyar kaise kar liya. And in fact, when the Lala Seth comes and wo पीले रंग की रिंग दिखाते हैं, येलो रिंग ही शोज, सो मलिका जान रिफ्यूज कर देती है पीले रंग की. वो कहती है ना कभी हाथ पीले होंगे ना कभी पीला रंग आएगा किसी उसके अंदर. सो देयर इज आल्सो दिस अनएक्सेप्टेबिलिटी ऑफ अ तवायफ एवर गेटिंग मैरिड. देयर इज आल्सो अ टोन दैट वी सी इन पाकीज़ा, जिसके अंदर की किसी भी कोठे से कभी बारात नहीं उठेगी. राइट. सो
आई फील
गो अहेड, यू आल्सो सेड दैट शी थिंक्स दैट शी व्हाट शी इज डूइंग इज हार्मलेस. कैन यू जस्ट एलैबोरेट ऑन दैट? व्हाई डू यू थिंक व्हाट शी इज डूइंग इज हार्मलेस?
सो फॉर लज्जू टू बी इन लव, इट्स ऑल फ्लारी, राइट? आई वुड लाइक टू बिलीव दैट जोरावर did everything in his power to woo Lajjo. Mm-hmm. And once she was wooed, once she was there where he wanted, he just absolutely ran off. He chose another woman. Mm-hmm. So for Lajjo, what I would like to believe is uske liye ek obstacle tha. Mm-hmm. You know what, this is just an abhi main inko mana lungi, abhi main inse baat karungi aur ye maan jayenge. Ho sakta hai ye bhi maan jaye ki main sautan ban jaun.
You're right.
He kept trying till her, we could, I mean, spoiler alert, but till her dying breath.
Yeah.
When it happened, when she was, when Malika Jahan had to step in to save her, that is when she realized, this is not going to happen. This is the death of me. This love is the death of me. So it was what she was doing to others was not harmless to others. Because tawaifs, anyway, the second a man got that power ki I am the superior being, I am the patriarch, the wives became disposable to them. Right? So, unke liye harmless nahi tha, of course, ki phir char baar tumko zaleel kar denge hum bhare samaj mein, and then move on.
Yeah.
It was only harmful to her. It was only harmful to Lajjo.
Yeah.
Because she was the one who was living with that. She was the one telling herself a constant lie, even though everybody wanted constant, even if it were by sarcasm or taunt, or if it was Bibbu Jaan's very beautiful reality check that she gave.
Mm.
But she was just way, way, way too much into it to even think of it as something that's harmful.
I think in that Bibbu Jaan scene, Bibbu Jaan unko bolti hai, जब रियलिटी चेक दे रही होती है कि ये जो साड़ी थी ये तो मल्लिका जान अम्मी ने दी थी, और जो आपने ये झुमके पहने हुए ये तो मैंने दिए थे, तो वो कहती है मुझे दो पल खुश नहीं रहने देख सकती, क्या नुक्स क्यों निकाल रही हो, छोटी छोटी बात पकड़ के तुम तो बैठ गई. एंड दैट इज दैट स्मॉल ब्रेक थ्रू वेयर वी सी द रियल लज्जो की ओ शी इज नॉट डिमेंटेड, शी इज नॉट डेलुलू एज द she is actually there. It is just that she is in so much pain that she can't bear the reality of the pain, and that is why she has created this alternate world. And this was something very beautiful that you said, that she is not too hopeless in love, she is too hopeful in love, that even till the end she is thinking that somehow it will materialize, and I just want to be part of this reality in whatever way, because agar mujhe asli reality ko face करना पड़ा, where Zoraver is not a part of my life, that will break me, that will be the death of me.
I think not just Zoraver being a part of life, the reality of her being a tawaif.
Yeah.
You know, because all of a sudden with Zoraver came the hope of her being a respectable woman, being a wife.
Yeah, in a society. Yeah.
Yeah, and for somebody who did resent being at a kotha, she clearly, it became a dream. Reject कर लिया, it was not just Zoraver rejected her, it was the society, it was her hopes and dreams of ever getting out of there.
Mm.
Yeah. So, what was that? तो वो जो उसका delusion है, जो हम लोग कह रहे हैं ना कि मुझे दो second की खुशी, दो, तो it's just, it's a lot of things. It's not कि वो बे जी रही है या फिर वो बैठ के इंतजार कर रही है. She's very actively working on it, participating in this reality.
Yeah.
And only with the hopes of making it happen. इट्स नॉट लाइक कि वो कमरे में बैठ के इंतजार करी, नहीं मेरे जोरावर तो आएंगे. वो जाती है, वो क्लब जाती है, कन्फ्रंट करती है, सबके सामने करती है, और बेइज्जती भी अगर सहती है तो सबके सामने सहती है. तो इट्स नॉट लाइक शी इज कम्प्लीटली डिल्यूजनल और इज इन, शी इज एब्सोल्युटली लॉस्ट हरसेल्फ इन दैट वर्ल्ड. शी इज वेरी मच इन टच विद द रियलिटी. शी इज जस्ट इन द होप्स ऑफ मेकिंग इट हैपन, एंड दैट इज व्हाट मेक्स हर अ लिटिल, यू नो, it makes a character very heartbreaking, because you would say ki oh ho, you would call a situation ki oh ye to mere sath bhi, but it is so much more than that.
Do you think in today's time and generation there are so many people, I think, who are, as you said, situationship, and it just struck me that there are so many young people, even though through memes and through pages we keep on making fun of this relationship status where there is no commitment as such and two people are just involved emotionally and physically, but I think it's high time we talk about, through movies, through cinema also, that it can lead to a lot of mental illnesses, it can lead to death.
The constant state of confusion, and I don't think it is a place you should keep yourself at.
And also the idea of self-worth diminishes.
Exactly.
Who I am as a person keeps on getting... Because as a woman, your already self-worth is always very low. And now when you're not getting the validation of getting love that you deserve. Every woman believes that she deserves love. There's very people who say, I don't deserve love. Any kind of love, but they think they deserve a certain kind of love. And when they don't receive it, they start introspecting and thinking there's something wrong with them rather than the situation itself.
Yeah. Even now that we're talking of self-love, we can also look go back to that particular scene. Ki saari mujhe zara varne di, mere liye hawai jahaz le aaya. All of a sudden, everything in some reality, in the reality that she lives, Lajjo, uske liye jo kara hai, sab zuraavar ne kara hai.
Nahin, also I think the idea of her being put on a pedestal, because for once she, in her alternate world, she thinks that the priority, someone's priority in life would be her, and that is interesting. She not the other way around. She's not saying ki maine zoraavar ke liye, alternate world mein to ye bhi bol sakti thi na ki maine zoraavar ke liye ye kara, maine wo kara, but rather she is saying ki zoraavar ne mere liye ye cheeze kari. So it's more about ki someone for the first time has seen her, has loved her, has accepted her, and has put her on a pedestal, and she's finally validated. She's not the third person. She's not someone who was sold off. She's not a daughter of an adopted daughter of Malika Jan who's at the periphery. Rather, she is Lajjo, the love of someone's life and the light of someone's life.
Because as we see with other Tawaifs and their relationship with the Sahabs, you see that there's as much as they might be into it, there's a disconnect. The second Bibbu Jaan has to retire, she makes peace with it. When Wahida has to, the Wahida and her daughter.
Sahibs, yeah.
Yeah, so they know that, you know, these are come and go.
Come and go, yeah.
That, because that is business as usual. That is just life as usual. But for Lajjo to connect with somebody, to be so deeply involved with somebody, it has to come from somewhere.
Sure, then maybe it's not love for Zoraavar that pushed her to this, but rather, as we are saying, her key to happiness about herself.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be the reason why she's so hell-bent. Someone would have said, you fall in love with someone else, you find another sahib. So this was something that Bibbu Jaan also said, ki why don't you find another sahib, right? What is the key? And she says, chi, ye cheeze to tawaif karti hain. Bazaar ki aurte, main jab ishq karti hu, toh it's one time, once in a lifetime thing that I do.
Yeah.
So coming back to the end scene where, tragically, as you said, when she gets the reality, oh, he's never going to accept me, I'm never going to be part of his ecosystem, she dances, she's coming back in the carriage with Malika Jan, and she coughs blood because she has been constantly drinking, and her health is failing, her liver has failed, and she coughs blood, and she finally dies. So how is the reaction of the viewers when they see someone like a character like this die? did we want an alternative ending for such a character? Did we accept this ending for the character? And also, how did the other Tawaifs react on her death?
See, for Lajjo to fall in love in the first place, you know, that was the crime, as Malika Jan said. Tawaifs used love, I feel, as a weapon. You know, it was a power that they had. And once Lajjo fell in love, like, you know, she lost the power. She's like, she had already given up. So somewhere with her drinking habit, with the way she was, people had already, what I feel, had guessed that, you know what, this will not end well. For that to end well in death, of course, was for me a little too tragic. But at a funeral, you know, when we come to terms with, you know what, this is, now she'll be happy. That's when you realized, yeah, you know what, no, this is the right ending for her. Because for her to live with that reality would have, of course, turned into a negative arc during the series.
Yeah.
So for Lajjo, the kind of person that she was, the kind of person that she had, you know, she was so strong on being in love and vulnerable in love. That is what Lajjo was.
Yeah.
So when that died, when that hope died, Lajjo died. You know, Lajjo, it was just a character. It was, of course, as cinematic, as metaphorical, because all of it just went away.
True. You're right.
That quick.
Ki jaise hi, it was like a house of cards. So, ekdam se jab wo toota, to she knew ki she won't be able to bear the reality. And that's exactly what happened. Ki jab reality hit kari, Lajjo decided ki I'd rather die, and her body gave up.
Yeah.
So, her soulful death had already happened of Lajjo. Now, the physical death also happened. Uh-huh. And Malika Jan and everyone dances to the song of Azadi at that time. And they talk about a bitter reality of the Tawaif, that even though she fulfills the dreams of so many people by enticing them, by being their companions, of providing them the warmth of their body, Tawaif are literally seized by the Sahibs at that time. Yet, when it came to finally accepting the Tawaifs in the society, it was not happening. So, Tawaifs now were in a dilemma where they were constantly the object of desire, yet they were never the reason for love.
Yeah. See, when you become an object, an object of any sort for women, it is not going to be well with you because it is easily replaceable.
Mm.
And that is something that I think all women were facing. You know, all of them had a very different purpose than being anything for themselves. You know, Bibbu Jaan had the fight, like the fight for freedom. Alamzeb was in love, wanted to be a Shaira, was in love with someone else. There was Wahida, who was constantly struggling to get some sort of, you know, the quota or some respect. So everybody was too busy in getting something. Ek hota na ki 2 second ka, you just look at yourself. I think Malika Jan was the only one who was very, very self-aware of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why her character was also so strong and so in touch with the reality.
Yeah.
With Lajjo, she absolutely broke when all of it went away.
Mm-hmm.
So even her purpose was loving Zorawar. The second it was taken from her, it ended for her. We see it on her face, you know, when she's dancing.
Get the insight and psychology of Richa Chadda in the character, because she's such a smart actress that I'm very sure when she added layers to Lajjo as a character, she would have thought about it very thoroughly, what she wanted to give back, because she's crying through the mujra, she is feeling humiliated, she's dressed up as a bride and yet she's doing all these things. So what really she put into the character is something that both the director and the actor would have thought about it. But I think this was a very fruitful session, and I hope we can ask in the comment section, or we can ask the listeners as well later on their views about Lajjo as a character, and what did they think, and why did they resonate with Lajjo. So thank you, Anushka, for being part of the podcast. And I think it gave few things really stood out, and it really gave an insight into Lajjo's character. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
A Pod One production.